an incorporated body, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. We are the body of Christ, who is the head. What an unfathomable mystery! All who are in Christ are expected to live their lives as his life living in them. In the prayer he prayed just before Calvary, Christ prayed to the Father, "The glory you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one." In this body, Christ has a counterpart that is to complement and complete him. What is true of the head is to be true of the body, and we are the body of Christ. We are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. The Church of Christ has been born out of God and are sent out from God. Each have a spiritual revelation which has come from the Father. Christ spoke only what his Father said, and we must only speak the words from him. Christ did his earthly work through the Father, and we must do our work through him. Christ had a zeal for his Father's house and kingdom, and so must we who are his body. In the life we live, all things are out of God, all things come from him. What a glorious mystery of grace! What a mysterious grace and glory! A band of timid and fearful men, who all forsook their Lord, denied him and fled, became the most powerful group of fearless spiritual warriors. The most powerful group of fearless spiritual warriors the world has ever seen. This was the work of God. This was the result of the Spirit coming in power. This was what was meant when we read, "They were all baptized by one Spirit." For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slave or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. And Christ is the head of that body, into which all believers are baptized. And the body are those that are born from above, born out of God. The disciples had no action plan that was independent of Christ. They had no board meetings to decide strategy, no self-laid plans, no schemes. They had no pre-planned program or enterprise, no undertaking to follow, except as they were taught by the word of truth, the Lord who is their head, except as they were led of the Holy Ghost, incorporated into Christ, the head. As the Son looked to the Father, so the body must look to the Son. As Christ abode in the bosom of the Father, we too must abide in Christ. It is the head that does the thinking, not the arm or toe, not the eye or ear. Never be led to act or react from your own natural being, your own self-life. Wait, pray, and permit the judgments of the Spirit to lead and to guide in all things. Our own emotional leanings or reasoning power can devastate God's best. In his grace and mercy, he rescues our foolish folly, but we pay the consequence. Yes, all things work together for good, but let's not lose his best will for our lives. Today, so much Christian work is expended in our own time and energy and way. But unless effected by the power of the Spirit, it's pretty ineffective. The real work of God is measured by the position of Christ in a believer's heart. Fires of judgment, loosed on the works of the kingdom, will test effectiveness. If gold, silver, and precious stones are not revealed, there'll be a sad pile of ashes. We may be acclaimed and honoured by man for our great and good works, but unless implemented from Christ, such acts works of his body produce nothing. For the works of the flesh will profit nothing. Remember, it is not what is done for him that is important. It is what is done by him through the believer as he remains in Christ. Day by day, the most important work a believer can do is to remain in him. Moment by moment, we must be sure we have been incorporated into Christ, born out of God and sent out from him. Thy will, not mine, be done. To remain in him and he in us in every step of life, from this point forward, speaking only the words out of Christ, till I am nothing and he is everything. Working only the works of God that have been prepared for us through him. Like him, to maintain zeal for the Father's house and kingdom. Thy kingdom come on earth, the millennial rule of Christ. We are the body of Christ, who is the head. His ways are unfathomable. But what a glorious mystery of grace. What a mysterious grace and glory. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord.